Welcome back. So today I'm going to check out Drekker's, Drekker Brewing Company's Raspberry and Guava Brain. So Brain's Raspberry and Guava is usually how it is. Double Fruit Smoothie Sour. I've had a couple of these. $5.99 is what I paid for it. See if I can get the sticker off of here anytime soon. ABV on this one is, I'm not seeing it. I do not see it on here. No, I don't see it. So we'll have to check Untappd, I guess. 6.1% ABV. Drekker does put what this is made of. So pale two-row wheat carafoam, Sager malt, Magnum and Halotau Blanc, then the house yeast is what's in here. Gimmicks, raspberry, more raspberry, guava, more guava, sea salt, lactose, and vanilla bean. Cool canner. I think I like some of the other ones, but I'm almost thinking they're always the same. Let's see if we can get it to focus. Come on. There we go. There's the can art. Like I said, I think looking at that, most of them, or almost all of them, are the same. But let's go ahead and get it open, get it into a glass. I'm going to roll it just a tiny bit, just to get that fruit off the bottom. I don't want to do it too hard. What are the smooches? They tell you to store them upside down in the fridge. These they do not, unless somewhere in the small print. But let's go ahead and open it. Get it into a glass. I was thinking it was going to be thicker. There we go. Yeah, on the bottom, it's on there. We'll pour the rest in there. Head. Yeah, like a light pink, reddish color head. Pretty much all small bubbles. About a half finger of head. Pink, like pink, cherry red in color. See if this will focus. There you go. Yeah, kind of looks like blood. But, yeah, for the most part, the head is coming up, though. Yeah, now we're over a finger. Just all that stuff coming up. Let's go ahead and smell. Definitely get the raspberry, that tart raspberry. The guava? Yeah, I'm getting a little guava, but I almost think you get that big tart raspberry, or I should say raspberry, then some tartness. But then that vanilla bean, lactose usually comes off as a vanilla to me. So maybe like a double vanilla in there after that raspberry. Then, yeah, a little guava, I would say, in there. But I don't know how much, at least right now, I could pick that guava out if I didn't know it was in there. It seems like that raspberry mixed with that vanilla is taking over some sweetness. Maybe taking over most of the guava. But let's go ahead and taste. I get the guava in the taste. Raspberry, not as tart as I was thinking it was going to be. More like a sweet, lighter raspberry up front than like that guava tartness, sourness goes through the rest of the palate. A little bit of vanilla, but not very much. I'm sure you can hear my dog in the background. Let's pour the rest of this in here. The tartness, sourness is there in the taste. I get, it's almost turnaround of the smell. I get more of the guava in the taste than I do that raspberry. At least in my opinion, I make a raspberry ale. And in 5 gallons, I use 9 pounds of raspberry. And that really has raspberry. But it seems like in this, they're using double. I don't know how much double is. I don't know what the single tastes like. But it seems like the guava is more dominant than the raspberry, which usually it's the other way around, in my opinion. But overall, 4.25 out of 5. I wish some more of that vanilla raspberry would come out. I think it's a little too much guava, especially when you put raspberry in front. Now, if you were just going to sit here and smell this all day, yeah, 4.5 for the smell. But overall, 4.25 out of 5. Let's go ahead and check Untappd. One friend has checked it in, 4.75 out of 5. 1,300 people, 4.44. So I'm a little bit under, but everybody's going to differ. Raspberry, fruity, berry, sweet, citrus. And they're saying in the style guidelines, super thick. I don't think it's super thick. See, now in that, I did get a little bit more vanilla, but still not as much raspberry as I would like to see. Yeah, and Matt didn't say anything. So, yeah, if you can find this, definitely one to pick up and try.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.